Proverbs 22. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together. Jehovah is the maker of them all. A prudent man seeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. The reward of humility and the fear of Jehovah is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse. He that keepeth his soul holdeth himself far from them. Train up the child according to the tenor of his way, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He that soweth unrighteousness shall reap iniquity, and the rod of his wrath shall have an end. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner, and contention will depart, and strife and ignominy shall cease. He that loveth pureness of heart, upon whose lips is grace, the king is his friend. The eyes of Jehovah preserve knowledge, but he overthroweth the words of the unfaithful. The sluggard saith, "There is a lion without, I shall be killed in the streets." The mouth of strange women is a deep ditch. He with whom Jehovah is displeased shall fall therein. Folly is bound in the heart of a child. The rod of correction shall drive it far from him. He that oppresseth the poor, it is to enrich him. He that giveth to the rich bringeth only to want. Incline thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thy heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall be together, fitteth on thy lips. That thy confidence may be in Jehovah. I have made them known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest carry back words of truth to them that send thee? Rob not the poor, because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. For Jehovah will plead their cause, and despoil the soul of those that despoil them. Make no friendship with an angry man, and go not with a furious man, lest thou learn his paths, and get a snare to thy soul. Be not of them that strike hands, of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Hast thou seen a man diligent in his work? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before the mean.